don't know when he was last on the show. Friend of the show, friend of TK and I, and one of the really good blokes and great commentators out there, Wayne Grady. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Did you get in that plane of yours and zip down?
No. I've actually sold it, which is a bummer. I've got to find another one. It's killing me.
Yeah, I bet it is, mate. The world of golf, and we've got, it's an exciting time of the year in Australia, obviously, and the fact that Spieth was down under and Jason Day came back.
Yeah, it certainly was last week. Turned out to be an exciting Sunday in the end. It looked like if Jason had gone out there and played to his ability, it might have been a bit of a walk in the park, but he didn't. He folded a bit, and then we had a few others put their hands up, and it was really exciting afternoon's golf.
It was. Plenty of Aussie talent on display, Grades, and there'll be plenty of Aussie talent again on display at Royal Pines this week on the 7 Network, where you'll be commentating. Mark Leishman, the $8 favourite for the PGA. Great to see Sergio Garcia down here, and he's brought his green US Masters jacket, which he wore at his wedding.
Yeah, good on him. You wouldn't get it off my back either if I had one. Good to see. And yeah, we've got a really good field with Scotty and Leish. Jonas Blitz is here again with Cameron Smith and Sergio. Yeah, so we've got a good field. The golf course is fantastic. It's really looking nice. And unfortunately, we only got two tournaments on television over the summer, but this will be a good week again.
Yeah, and Grades, we look forward to it because, you know, can you give me that Masters jacket? My understanding was I thought you had to leave one at the clubhouse there at Augusta and they gave you another one to travel with. Is that right or not?
No, I think they let you take it for a year. You're supposed to leave it at the club. You're not supposed to. But I think for the first year you can take it with you. But Gary Player took his first one away and they said, Gary, where's your jacket when he went back the next year? He said, it's in South Africa. And they said, well, you need to bring it back. He said, well, you go get it. And he left that one back in South Africa. But he finished up winning a couple more. So that was all right.
Adam Scott, mate, why isn't he coming down under He's back for this. But I'm talking the Australian Open. Obviously, there was that amazing duel going down to the wire a few years ago.
Mate, it's all about budgets. And the thing is, the guys... we could sit and go over appearance money and all that sort of stuff as back and forth, and everyone will have different opinions. But it's all about budgets, and the fact is that they had Spieth and Day there. They didn't have the money in the coffers to get Adam to play, and it's a commercial decision. I know Adam would have loved to have played last week, but it's one of those things management won't allow to happen either. They won't allow players to go and play for under their number. Just to make up the numbers. But having said that, we've got him here this week and it's good to see him here.
Yeah,
Let me just say, I think Adam's been unbelievable. He's supported Australian golf very, very well for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have a problem with appearance money. These guys, hopefully they earn it. I'd like to see them give half back if they don't make the cut, Grades, but that's never going to happen.
No, that won't happen. But, you know, the guys, generally, mate, they're good. I mean, Spieth's worth everything that he gets paid. Absolutely. Norman, back in the day, they used to argue about Norman, and you only had to go out there and see the crowds that came through the gate.
Yeah, Grades, at a Queensland Open, I remember, at the Tweed, David Graham, there was this huge hullabaloo about him getting appearance money. He was getting more than the first prize or the whole tournament was worth. And he said that when he was a kid, he saw other blokes like Trevino and Nicklaus and Palmer getting this big money. He thought, I'm going to go and practice harder.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's an age-old topic of discussion. But the thing is, you can't just put the money into the prize money and expect the players to come. They won't do that.
Yeah.
They play over in the States and the World Golf Championship events for $6, $8, $10 million a week. So they're not going to come down here and play for $1 million Australian just for prize money.
Who do you like?
I think I like Scotty. He's had a quiet year. I think he's won here before. I think he won here before. He lost the playoff to Chalmers over 7 holes a few years ago. He plays well at this golf course. He's been home. He's settled. Garcia's been travelling around. But then Leishman, I tell you what, Leishman's not proven me wrong. He's just proven to be a much better player than I thought he was. The way he finished off the season over there in the States was fantastic, and he's got the game for any golf course.
Yeah, he's such a consistent player at grades, and he doesn't have the high profile of an Adam Scott or a Jason Day, yet he's every bit as good as them, but he doesn't have that same ring about it.
No, he doesn't. He just looks like the big kid next door, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, the old country farm boy and whatever. That's what he looks like, and he's always smiling and happy, but he can play. He's lost the Open in a playoff a few years ago, and he's been a very good performer for a while. He finished fourth, I think it was, to Scotty when Scotty won the Masters in 2013. So he's got some game.
We look forward to this on the Seven Network. It's going to be fantastic grades. You'll hear his dulcet tones and see. And, mate, can I just confirm, we're chatting about, you know, your pilot licence and you love your plane. Did your dad train some horses, race
horses?
Yeah,
mate, yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Stables. Yeah, Dad trained, his father trained. Nothing high profile,
yeah.
But it was always exciting to go to the track and watch your horses run. But Dad, he loves. He's an encyclopedia on racing.
Yeah,
I
tell you, yeah.
Very interesting to listen to. Yeah.
And grades, we need to speak, mate. I only months ago went out to Bankstown Airport. Went to the best flight training school that I'd sort of researched, and had booked in for the following week to do that hour flight. That's the sort of tester flight for you to see whether you're...
Introductory flight.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the meantime, two light aircraft went down and I didn't get there.
You're not as bad as Fat Cat, though, are you?
Oh.
He's the worst.
I'm not, but I need to find some motivation again, mate, so we'll speak.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll talk about the safety of these Piper planes.
No, mate, it's fine. It's only anything to do with aviation, the media make more out of it.
Yes, exactly.
They're fine.
Good on you, Grays. I saw IBF, actually, Ian Baker Finch. He came to the test match, not working on the coverage, but he loves his cricket, and I know you do. We thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, guys. Okay.